Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Good afternoon, my conscious co-creators, and happy Valentine's Day to everyone out there. Welcome to another edition of the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. And as always, I am very pleased, very happy, very thrilled, very honored that you are spending some time with me this afternoon. Thank you all for tuning in, those who are tuning in live, whether it's on Facebook or on talkradio.nyc. I truly appreciate you keeping with us and staying with the show week after week. I am truly thrilled. And, you know, I just want to say before I get started with our quotes of the day, and I really want to get through them fast because I have a wonderful guest coming on I'm truly excited about. That for those who don't know, if you're looking for the podcast version of the show, we're everywhere. You can find us on iTunes. Just search for The Conscious Consultant Hour on SoundCloud, on Google Play. And if you would, if any of you, you know, use on Spotify even now. So if any of you use these different podcasting sites, please do a search for The Conscious Consultant Hour. And please leave us a review, leave a rating that helps to and share it with other people because that helps to get the shows found by more people. And that's ultimately, you know, what we'd like to do is to have more people just know about the show and just be able to reach the people who are interested in what we talk about, just like you are. Well, thank you for tuning in. All right, let's get started with our quotes of the day from the universe and from Abraham. Let's see what they have in store for us today. First, from the universe. Your secret blessing is that no matter where you go in time and space, you only ever have to be yourself. As courageous, vulnerable, bold, or afraid as you may feel, to find yourself amongst friends. So loved the universe. Ah, we love our quotes from Mike Dooley in the universe, reminding us that no matter where we go, we are loved. That, you know, it's sometimes we think we have to be different. We have to change. We have to do things to please others in order to be loved. And I think what the universe is trying to remind us today is that ultimately, all we really need to do is to be ourselves authentically. And that when we are ourselves, when we're not necessarily trying to please others or fit into someone else's mold, yes, there are some people whose feathers that may ruffle. There are some people who may not be that thrilled that we're not being the way they are. But those people who are truly your friends, those people who are truly your tribe, those people who your essence really speaks to, they will be thrilled. You know, there's that old Marianne Williamson quote that kind of ends on the note that by you embracing your light and being who you truly are, you unconsciously give permission for other people to do the same. And so the more we're authentic, the more we are ourselves, the more we embrace who we truly are, we give other people to do the same, to embrace who they truly are. And especially in today's world, doesn't it feel like we need more of that? Doesn't it feel like the more examples, the more people we find who actually live that, that doesn't that make it all just worthwhile? So, a wonderful reminder on this Valentine's Day that the most important thing is for you to be you. Do you. Do it like nobody else does it. So, wonderful. And again, being as courageous, vulnerable, bold, or afraid as you may feel. You know, we don't have to be strong all the time. We don't have to be positive all the time. You know, life is not like that. Life is a series of ups and downs, and we just need to be who we are, express how we feel at that given time, and to really be there and be ourselves for ourselves and as an example for others. All right, a beautiful quote from the universe. Let's see what Abraham has in store for us today. If your dominant intent is to feel joy while you are doing the work, your triad of intentions, freedom, growth, joy, will come quickly and easily into alignment. See your, quote, career as one of creating a joyful life experience. You are not a creator of things or a regulator of what someone else has created or a gatherer of stuff. You are a creator, and the subject of your creation is your joyful life experience. That is your mission. That is your quest. That is why you are here. Abraham. Ooh, I really like this quote. So this quote is all about reminding us that doing a job, that being who we are, that working is not about accumulating stuff. It's not about career. It's not about a bigger house, more cars, you know, fancy clothes. It's really about growth, freedom, and joy. That ultimately, the experiences of growth, freedom, and joy are what really make us feel alive, that make us feel, you know, just joyful to be on this planet. You know, yes, coming up with a great idea, if you're an entrepreneur, building a company, if you're an employee, being part of a team or leading a big group of people to come together, yes, I mean, that has tremendous value inside of it. But what Abraham is saying here is that ultimately, on a truly spiritual and energetic level, when we do work, and it doesn't matter if you're president of a company or the janitor, it doesn't matter if you're the person who serves lunch in the school cafeteria, the teacher in the classroom, a PhD researcher, it doesn't matter if you manage 10 people, 100 people, or 10,000 people, that ultimately, if you approach whatever you do with the intention that you're going to enjoy it, that you're going to be happy, that it's going to inspire you and allow you to just feel to be more of who you really are, when you bring that energy to your work, when we allow ourselves to really look beyond the immediate and look beyond the physical, that then we can really inspire people, and then we can really embody that which we truly are deep inside. And, you know, that is what work is all about. you know, look, are there goals and timelines and milestones and all this other stuff? Sure, of course there are. That's how business gets done. But that doesn't mean we have to be stressed about it. And look, are there people in the office that we don't necessarily like to work with that much? Yeah, of course. But, you know, anytime we're triggered by somebody else in the workplace, it's an opportunity for us to dig deep and to see why are we being triggered by this person. You know, another person could be a complete asshole. That doesn't mean it has to bother us. I mean, yes, if they're our boss and they're being unreasonable and they're doing stuff, yeah, it's not going to feel that good. Yeah, we're going to want to get out of there. Yet if we can turn the situation around on its head and look for opportunities for us to be more joyful and look for us to understand others more rather than to be understood and to show up in the best way possible, that regardless of what anybody else thinks, says, or does, that we're going to be here to really be happy and to create a life of meaning for ourselves, that just bringing that energy into the workplace will transform the workplace. And it may not happen right away. It may take time. You know, it takes a little while to sort of change the energy or to change, you know, our muscles around things. But the more we show up, it's like going to the gym day after day after day. We build that energetic and emotional muscle. And the more we build it, the more we stand as a role model, the more we stand as an example of a better way to be. And the more we do that, the more we will live into a better way of showing up. And again, you know, your job may be collecting trash on the street, or it might be walking a dog, or it might be, I don't know, protecting people, being a police officer. Does not matter. It does not matter. It is an opportunity for you to fulfill what your soul is calling you to do. And you may think you're just doing this job for a paycheck. You may think you're just doing it to get by because you have responsibilities. You have people who depend on you. But trust me, it's more than that. If you're in that position, if you're in that place, you are there for a reason. And if you can find a way to be there happily, joyfully, with the intent that this is fulfilling your soul, no matter what kind of situation you're in, it will shift and it will change. So, two wonderful, beautiful quotes from the universe and for Abraham. I think these are our Valentine's quotes from Source and from the universe for us today. Two wonderful, wonderful quote. So, I am actually thrilled to introduce to you our guest who has not called in yet. So we're going to take a quick break, try and get him on the line. And when we come back, we're going to be talking about some powerful, powerful stuff today. So stay tuned. You're listening to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. And we'll be right back after these messages.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network. Are you stuck in a rut? Negative thoughts, feelings, and conversations got you down? Hi, I'm Noreen Sumter, the Potentiator. Tune in every Tuesday at 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time and listen for new ideas on my show, Beyond Potential, Live Life Your Way, on talkradio.nyc.
Who'd do you want to connect with?
Are you an entrepreneur or intrapreneur looking to build your following?
Welcome to our show.
Follow Me Friday with Joan
and Priya.
Tune in every Friday at noon Eastern
on talkradio.nyc.
We're your digital connectors.
Woo, woo!
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
Welcome back to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. We do this every Thursday, 12 noon Eastern to 1 p.m. And I think my guest might have gotten confused because he's on the West Coast. So maybe he's on West Coast time. So until we get him on the line, until he calls in, let's talk about something. Let's talk about love. Right? Because today is Valentine's Day. Today is the day of love. Of love and relationships and the time to honor those people in our lives who are truly special to us. Now, I don't know how many people know the history of Valentine's Day. It actually was not a holiday celebrated until the last 50, 60, 70, 80 years or so. Pretty much invented by the greeting card company as companies as a way to sell more cards. But Saint Valentine was a priest back in ancient times during 100, 200, 300 AD, who was a priest who would marry people on at a time when, according to Roman law and stuff, you weren't supposed to marry people on that day or at that time. I forget exactly what it was. So, what happened was is people got persecuted or the Christians at the time got persecuted, and so he would like find ways to sneak around and marry people. I don't remember if he got martyred or not, but that's really kind of how it all got started. All right. And so now it is my pleasure to talk to one of the most loving men I know, Gary Stewart. Gary is an author, founder, and master facilitator of Constellation Healing Institute based in Rancho Mirage, California. And he continues to spread the healing messages and insights of constellation healing experiences both at home and abroad. His expertise includes speaking, consulting, and facilitating all kinds of workshops. Gary is internationally recognized for exploring invisible family dynamics through ancestral family constellations, which is an amazing healing modality, which identifies ancestral family systems and negative entanglements that are affecting a person's life now. He is the author of Master Your Universe, How to Direct and Star in Your Own Life, and Many Hearts, One Soul, plus many other books. And he's the creator of the brand new Constellation Healing Oracle Cards with instructional videos, stories, coaching, and free downloadable material. You can catch Gary, who hosts his own Conscious Connection with Gary Stewart on Blog Talk Radio. And he also appears on other progressive media outlets, such as the popular Dr. Nandy Show on ABC TV. And I am thrilled to have him on the Conscious Consultant Hour today. Welcome to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Gary.
Hey, thank you very much. It's an honor and pleasure. Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day. Happy Valentine's Day.
All about love.
All about love, yes. And I think how apropos to have you on my show today, because as I said, you're one of the most loving human beings that I know.
Oh, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
So I always like to start off with giving my audience a little bit of background, kind of like how you got on your journey. Have you always been in sort of the healing arts, or is this something that happened later in life for you?
Well, actually, it did happen quite young. You know, you can't see the forest through the trees sometimes. Yeah, when I was 23, I started doing primal therapy because I felt things weren't right inside from my, you know, abusive childhood and all that. So I really was on the healing path since I was in my early 20s, and I didn't really think that until later in life. I could see the whole trajectory was about that.
Right. And when did you discover family constellations?
Actually, later in life, you know, probably mm-hmm. when I was in my mid-40s or whatever. Wow. And what was interesting is I started, I moved to L.A. to be a famous stand-up comic, and that didn't work out, so I ended up going to massage school, and which was great, but I started getting all these messages while I was working on people, and I said, okay, where the heck is this coming from?
Okay.
And it was always right on, whatever the voice or the guidance was, or I was kind of like guided to ask them a question about guilt or shame when I was working on their shoulder or back or anger or whatever, and it was like exactly hitting the nail on the head. So whatever guided me in massage was also guiding me in constellations for the deeper truth, the hidden secrets of family systems. So it just really dovetailed perfectly into that career. So that's well over 20 years ago. It just has been quite a path.
And do you remember the first constellation that you went to, that you participated in?
Oh, yes. Yeah. And it's the kind of the stuff you'll never forget. It's kind of like going to the movies, you know, and you're either participate as an actor in a short film, which would be the constellation experience. And the very first one where I knew I had to learn this and wasn't sure it was going to be my life's work, but it turned out that way, is I was put in as a great-grandfather for a client, and this facilitator let the client tell the group their goals and their, you know, some of their family history and not. I do it blindly, so no one knows anything, because they just have to respond to the energy, not the story, which takes it much deeper, much faster.
Yeah,
so I was cast as a grandfather, and I mean, it was very clear. He died like in 1860. He was depressed. All his children had left the farm. The soil was dead. It wouldn't grow any food, and he was very sad that this is all there is kind of thing, and he felt like he died lonely and depressed, you know. And it turned out that the client's ancestry was from Lithuania, and the resolution was actually me hugging her and us both crying, and that she lost touch with her Lithuanian roots when they came to the New World or America, so to speak. And it was like a reunion, and it was so deep, so profound. I couldn't believe how I got all these downloads. Now we call it downloads. And it was the most profound experience of my life. I said, how did that happen? How did I immediately go into this other realm and get all this information? So I was totally jazzed by that, and decided to study it more and become a facilitator after that experience.
Wonderful. I think, you know, many people in my audience might know what family constellations is, and some might not. Do you want to give them just like a very brief description of what it is and kind of how it works? Because I discovered it, I mean, I first heard about it probably, I don't know, like probably like 6 years ago. And I actually heard about it when I was in Spain, and I was going to this kind of spiritual gathering in Spain at the time during the summer. And I was meeting some of my other friends at this woman's apartment in what's the name of that city now? I can't forget. In Spain.
Barcelona,
right. And she had actually studied with the gentleman who created it, and I forget his name right now. And she
Bert Hellinger.
And she was telling me like all these amazing stories about it, and how like people even physically healed during it, which to me was amazing after learning how it works. So when I came back, I went and found a constellations facilitator locally and participated, and my wife did, and she loved it, and it's always been sort of a special modality to me since then. So explain it to our audience.
Was that Sarah in Barcelona?
No.
Because I was in the training, in the Hellinger's first training with a woman from Barcelona named Sarah.
Oh, she was
just curious. Small world.
Yeah, anyway. She's an American, but just in Barcelona at the time.
Oh, she was American. Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So basically, we're all conscious beings. Whether we admit to it or not, we are all conscious beings. So with the consciousness, we have a subconscious mindset. So you could say for people who would take ayahuasca or psychedelic drugs to go deeper, it's we're diving into that subconscious mindset. And I sincerely believe the subconscious mindset holds all the secrets of the family history. And if you believe in past lives or... it would hold that information, too, that we've experienced either on a soul level in other lifetimes or other dimensions, whatever you'd like to call it. So with constellations, we really start with going into, let's say, the thought patterns that were inherited from the family system. So, you know, people may disagree with that because that's most of our ancestors are dead. I jokingly say a lot, we all come from a long line of dead people, which we do. But our DNA is kind of a transistor diode, if you will, that connects. Because remember, that was their DNA. So we really have direct access to the conscious field of those who came before. And unbeknownst to most people, we're carrying tons of baggage that's not ours. So I feel when we do a constellation, we're getting to see the larger conscious picture of the family system. So you could say like a Jewish family system that has survived the Holocaust or some horrible genocide is carrying grief and maybe some anger over being subjected to being victimized. Well, the current member who didn't live through the Holocaust is carrying all that unresolved energy of their ancestors.
Right, and
we have an opportunity in the present moment to release that and heal that.
Yeah.
And science is even proving now, beyond a shadow of a doubt, it's in articles everywhere, Scientific American, and the PTSD can be inherited. That means you're inheriting the reaction of trauma without the initial response or participating in it. So
right. Yeah. You know, it's interesting because when I was younger, I never used to believe in like, you know, ancestral stuff like affecting me today because, you know, they're dead, they're long gone and stuff. But the longer I live, the more I understand that it actually does. And that, you know, someone once made a comment, how old is your DNA? Right.
Mm-hmm.
And that DNA carries information from lifetime to lifetime, from generation to generation. So, yeah, if someone experienced some trauma, even if you don't believe in sort of the energetic side of things, which I do, that just on a physical level, there could be some transmission of information around that trauma.
Yeah, absolutely. And the great thing is constellations show the energy that we're carrying instantly.
Mm-hmm.
Within 30 seconds or 60 seconds, I'm tuning in. I see what happens. So just so your audience knows how we set it up, in a group situation, you would pick someone to be you, being healed of that trauma or whatever your current issue is, and then you would have a rep to represent you. So that representative can be totally objective in what you're carrying and your life force. So then we'd add the mother or the father, total strangers, and they can be objective. So with the objectivity of total strangers repping for you, I get to witness the core energy that the client's defense mechanisms may be hiding from me. They're hiding from themselves.
And
the externalization of the internal landscape is how the miraculousness of how this modality works. So once it's outside you and you can see, oh my God, that's what I'm reacting to, that's what I'm carrying. So as it expresses itself, it's releasing.
Right.
So it doesn't have to be carried because it's not an invisible ghost anymore. It's very visible. So, you know.
Exactly. And the beautiful thing about it is because you're involving other people who probably don't know anything about you, your family, your history, anything.
Absolutely.
They're truly objective. And so whatever like kind of speaks to them, whatever energy kind of comes to them, they don't know what's going on really. So anything can come through, and it's usually amazingly accurate from what I've seen.
Yes, incredibly so. And the irony is some of the people that are picked have the same issues.
Right.
So I really see it, we're one large family system. Our whole human race is one large family system. And when we help one member of the family, we're helping all family members. And you know, sometimes women will have unresolved grief over an abortion or something. I'm pro-choice. Right. I have no judgment about it. Mm. And the person that picked to rep them was had the same issue over their abortion they had in college. So they're being healed while they help someone else heal. And whatever they're doing in the room, it's actually affecting everyone else holding the space in the room, 10 or 20 people generally. Mm-hmm. I get at a workshop. So they're learning something and being healed by something in their life that they have that's similar. So it's really, it's a multidimensional healing for everyone who participates.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. Okay, it's time for us to take a quick break. When we come back, I just want to ask you a couple of quick questions about your books, and then I want to talk about these oracle cards because they sound fascinating. Okay. So everybody, please stay tuned. Oh, by the way, welcome on the Facebook Live to Paula, Franklin, Ellen. Thank you for joining us, and if you guys have any questions, please type them into the comment section of the Facebook video, and we'll get to them. So everyone, please stay tuned. We'll be right back after these messages.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Do you love or are you intrigued about New York City and its neighborhoods? I'm Jeff Goodman, host of Rediscovering New York, a weekly show that showcases New York's history and its extraordinary neighborhoods. Every Tuesday live at 7 p.m., we focus on a particular neighborhood and explore its history, its vibe, its feel, and its energy. Tune in live every Tuesday at 7 p.m. on talkradio.nyc.
Do you like comic books and movies? How about TV and pop culture? Then you've come to the right place. Hi, I'm Michael Dolce, host of Secrets of the Sire. Joined every week by my co-host, Hassan, Lord of the Radio, Godwin. Together, we have over 15 years' experience creating graphic novels, screenplays, and more. Join us as we bring you the inside scoop on the pop culture universe you love to talk about. Wednesday nights, 8 p.m. Eastern, talkradio.nyc.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
Welcome back to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. We're speaking this hour with Gary Stewart, a family constellations. Well, you call it actually something different. You call it constellation healing experiences.
Yes, yes.
It was curious.
Yeah, because it's not always about family. I was the first person to develop past life constellations because I feel if we're harnessing the field of consciousness, then and if you believe we're eternal beings, most people do in my circles anyway, or the soul is eternal, then we should be able to have access, because some things people would bring me, I just get the sense this has nothing to do with your family, and I'm an innovator and experimenter, so I said, okay, let's set up a rep for your past life, that all that fear is coming from, or whatever is coming from. That's bothering you now, or a phobia or something like that. And when we did it, it was absolutely amazing when we just didn't make it about family, but just the stream of consciousness intra-lifetime, and amazing things showed up in that person. And I pride myself in creating healthy boundaries. The more mature I get at being a facilitator in this, I find finishing the past so we don't have to lug it around.
Right.
And even if it's a past life, to take the good from it and then leave the fate and destiny behind that you did survive, your soul or spirit went into another body. And as long as we honor and respect what happened and the way it happened, we can separate ourselves from that timeline. We're still interconnected probably eternally, but we're not carrying the, let's say, the negatives of that timeline. And with the past life work, what I've found most is if it was an unnatural death, you were killed in an accident, an execution, We're talking about Middle Ages. We're talking about, you know, any burned at the stake as a witch, whatever the case may be. Because it was an unnatural death, there was extreme trauma, and that shows up as a phobia or something negative in our current life.
Right, right. Yeah, like some people I know call it like energetic cords, right? We have these energetic cords attached to us, and then when we finally heal it, we're able to drop the cords and release it, and then because that cord no longer exists, we actually keep more of our own energy, and we're more able to have more energy for life itself.
Absolutely.
Beautiful. So you've written a number of books. How many books have you written now?
Probably about five, but on constellations, I'm working on actually two more as we speak.
Oh, really?
So, yeah, there's just so much information that comes through on the other side. The one I'm working on right now is called Ancestral Intelligence. And it's Constellation Insights from Beyond, because it's
cool.
The dead ancestors that are giving me the wisdom. Right. I happen to have the gift of gab, so I can get it out there at the right time. It needs to be heard. That's
right.
The talent, I guess, I have as a facilitator. But it really is our ancestors had an intelligence, and Constellations is really a tool to tap into that. So rather than make it all about Constellations, the tool, really, the wisdom we're getting is from the ancestors.
I'm curious about your book, Master Your Universe. How did that one come about?
Yes, well, I felt a therapeutic veneer. All of us in this modality go crazy. The minute you say constellations, people are, well, oh, you're an astrologer. You're looking at the stars. What does that have to do with my problem? Blah, blah, blah. We all go crazy in this modality.
Yeah.
It's the word that made it stick, and the reason that word was created or applied by Bert Hellinger, the founder, some 40 years ago, if not 50 at this point, was he was working with Virginia Satir, and she called it family archetypes, the architecture of your family. Why is the pillar of the family, the father, standing over to the left side of the room? Why is the mother huddled with the children on the right side of the room? What does that mean emotionally, psychologically, and spiritually to the family system? Well, Bert happened to be with her, and he said it's like a constellations. They're showing you a picture. You know, and when you look at the stars in the sky, if you know what Cassiopeia looks like,
right,
or Gemini, or Orion. Most popular
constellation
people seem with the belt, people seem to recognize that almost like an hourglass with a belt around the middle. It's a picture of something. So that term just stuck with the modality. People seem to get it. But now when you say it, I guess because astrology is so big right now, people think it's an astrological reading or experience, which it's not.
Right, right. Cool. And so now you've created something really interesting. I mean, I'm curious about this because you are such an innovator. Oracle card, Constellation Oracle cards. How do these cards work?
Well, I wanted to get it out to the more to the general public because a lot of people don't have time to go to a workshop, or they live in a remote area where there's no facilitators available.
Right.
There's probably around, I don't know, maybe under 2,000 facilitators on Earth, the whole planet, which isn't very many.
No,
so it kind of makes it exclusive if you can kind of find one in your local area and go to him or her for it. But so I just felt about a year ago, right around now, I just kept getting the word oracle. I said, why is this word just stuck in my head? I can't get it out of my head. And then like a day later, it said constellation oracle. So this field is actually guiding me. The same field that guides me in a constellation process is actually our subconscious is guiding us all. It's like, I don't have a trademark on this, you know, and those people believe, not to disrespect gurus out there who say they have the keys to the kingdom and, you know, follow me and blah, 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 before you know it, it's a suicidal cult or anything like that. So consciousness is everywhere, and it's shared equally by all. No one owns it.
Right.
No one will ever own it. It's free to everyone, and do you have the courage to go there is the bigger question. Not that we don't have access. So I felt the cards would be a way. Finally, I kept getting hit on the head by these messages, and then it just came to me like at 1 o'clock in the morning before I was shutting down my computer, Constellation Healing Oracle cards. Like the words kept coming every day, almost trying to teach me to understand what I was supposed to do. Then I started writing feverishly about 80 family dynamics that were very common that I knew, and before I knew it, we honed it down to 70 key dynamics on each card, which we use a Hubble telescope image, which is is free to any American as long as you give them credit. So we have multiple galaxies and universes on every card. They're really beautiful. And they have core dynamics that I've worked with, you know, positive and negative, you know, whether it's mother, betrayal, transformation, grief, loss, sadness, happiness, abuse. You know, and I intentionally didn't put some cards in, like incest, because if there was a younger person doing it and they had no sexual abuse in their family system, I didn't want to infer that there was because they picked that card. So we just picked abuse as a general term, psychological, physical, or emotional abuse of any kind. So we kept some of them really general because I was really thinking of the users, all generations of users that would use these. And it's quite every time you do a reading, it is quite amazing what shows up. So it's, for me, it's unusual that an inanimate object would be powerful. I guess in shamanism you have totems and things like that. It's actually quite powerful. People have been saying, what the hell is in these cards? It's like, you know, they explode with results.
And you,
use them.
You use them like typical sort of oracle cards? You just like pick a few cards and lay them out?
Yeah, you can do it. So I have about three. I mean, you can make up your own spread, but the most popular one is past, present, future. You start with that, and whatever emotional value or whatever shows up in the past, it could be whatever. I mean, I can randomly pick one now as a past, and you know, and then I put the reading on the back of the card. So it might seem like a negative card, but I actually didn't tell them what to do, but suggested they look at the negatives in the card as a positive in the bigger picture of their life. And then you look at the present, then you look in the future. And if you want to, I do expanded readings. This is a 70-page book that comes with it to instruct you. And the expanded reading would be your higher self looking down at the past, present, future, and then you can pull a card for a subconscious aspect of it. So there's always ways to expand, and there's a butterfly reading where you start off as the larva, you go to the caterpillar and the cocoon, then the butterfly with whatever issue you're working on.
Nice.
Yeah, and the one that I invented just for the whole deck myself was, I call it the victory spread, where you start where you're at right now, and then you add on the left side, you add your father, right side your mother, left side your grandfather, right side your maternal grandparents, and then your great-grandparents above that. So it gives you an ancestral lineage to what's feeding you right now. And it's funny, when you're just reading the backs of the cards and you get something placed, people just, they understand those aspects that they didn't see of their, say, paternal or maternal lineage in a real pragmatic way that they can work with it and just see it. So it's, quite amazing. And the other reason, the bigger gift, it's like, you know, I'm not going to be around forever, and for posterity's sake, I wanted something out there that would give people access. So if you're in Winnipeg or some distant hinterland somewhere, you could actually get together with friends and have your own, you know, mini constellation workshop just by trading card readings.
Well, I know you're not going to be around forever, but I hope you're around for a long, long, long time. Okay?
Yeah, well, that's my intention, but I always think of posterity. What do I want to leave behind?
Right,
so the Oracle cards fell.
Legacy.
We put well over 1,000 hours into the design and the messages last year. It took about 6 months to do, and it was with great love. I just wanted them to be so full of love and power and care. If every word was calculated, how will it be interpreted, who could interpret it this way, every single word was intentional, and to bring the highest good out for the person who's going to do their card reading using the Oracle cards, which are available on Amazon.
Right. Yes. All your books and the cards are available on Amazon. And next segment, I'll have you give out all of your contact information.
Sure.
Real quick before we go to break, you found out something recently about your own lineage you didn't know.
Yes, and that ties into the original, my first experience with the work.
Really?
I'd love to share that.
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, now? Okay, I wasn't sure it was after
just
the break.
Just got a minute or two.
Yeah, so I was talking about earlier about that I ended up being that Lithuanian great-grandfather, so she found her roots were Lithuanian. So unbeknownst to me, after, there was a family story that came up before my aunt died that my Italian grandfather was not my mother's father. that my grandmother had an indiscretion, so to speak, with a Jewish gentleman. We're talking about 1927. And before she died, she wanted to get it off her chest. So she was known to lie to make herself look good and denigrate my mother any way she could. So we said, well, should we believe this or not? Yet it's another vicious story she had about my mother. Well, turned out, you know, I let it gestate. It felt right when I heard it that I had a Jewish grandfather that I never met. My stomach just relaxed. I said, well, it must be true because my body is feeling like, finally, you know. So I did 23andMe in November. So, you know, talk about procrastination for a decade to prove it. And sure enough, I was 30% Ashkenazi Jew and no Italian. So that means the story was true. Now, the cosmic irony for me, a flashback 20 years, I was a Lithuanian great-grandfather, and when I started studying the Ashkenazi Jews, they were so persecuted from Poland and whether Eastern Bloc countries that they migrated to Lithuania to leave so they could save their lives from persecution. A lot of people don't realize, long before Hitler, Jews were persecuted in Russia with pogroms and many other things throughout history. Yes. Hitler, I say, is the cherry on the anti-Semitic cake, where he brought it into full consciousness here, the viciousness of it, but it was going on in Russia and many other countries long before Hitler came along. Here, my first constellation experience, it's like the movie The Sixth Sense. You get the final scene, and then you have to replay the whole movie in your head.
Right.
So me, that night that I knew it changed my life, I could have been repping my own great-grandfather's roots in her constellation that totally changed my life. And then fast forward 20-something years, I find out, boom, my ancestors could have migrated to Lithuania out of persecution for being Jewish and came to America. So, wow, what a amazing cycle within a cycle within a cycle.
Amazing, amazing, amazing. Okay, great. All right, we got to take our last break of the show. It goes by so fast. And when we come back, I just want to talk about, you know, how you work with people now and how people can get in touch with you, all that other good stuff. So everybody, please.
Thank you very much, Sam.
My pleasure. Please stay tuned. You're listening to The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. We do this every Thursday, 12 noon to 1 p.m. Eastern Time. Our guest this hour is Gary Stewart, and we'll be right back after these messages.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
The best designs for your life start at home. I'm David Thiergartner, interior designer and host of At Home. Listen live Tuesday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern Time as we talk to the very best professionals about interior design and the design that's all around us, right here on talkradio.nyc.
Are you a conscious co-creator? Are you on a quest to raise your vibration and your consciousness? I'm Sam Liebowitz, your conscious consultant, and on my show, The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, we will touch upon all these topics and more. Listen live at our new time on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time. That's The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, Thursdays, 12 noon on talkradio.nyc.
TalkingAlternative.com.
Welcome back to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. Is Gary still on the line or no? We lost him? All right. It looks like our internet went out for a second, so if I know what's happening, it's probably the modem's rebooting, so it'll take a minute or two. We'll get Gary back on the line as soon as we can. But I wanted to let you know that you can also find out all about his his Oracle Healing Cards at www.constellationhealingoraclecards.com. And you can find out all about Gary Stewart at GaryStewart.com. I was just telling our engineer that I've done constellation healing with about two or three different facilitators, and I've done like some mini sessions in a retreat with Gary, and he has something very, very special. He really has a special gift for healing and for this work. I'm so bummed that we lost him. It looks like internet is completely down. Oh well. So I wanted to let you know that Gary also, you know, he does work with people virtually. He works with people in person. I mean, although he's based out in California in the Los Angeles area, he does travel and he does. He does travel around and do things in different places. But I highly, highly recommend that you check out GaryStewart.com and that you really give him an opportunity to work with him. And check out all of his books on Amazon.com. Just do a search for Gary Stewart on Amazon and you can find out all his books. So I just want to finish up. Letting you know that Gary is also a fellow member of the Evolutionary Business Council, which is how I met Gary initially. And for those of you who are longtime listeners, you know that I've had on a number of wonderful, amazing people from this organization. I was just at their annual retreat in San Diego a couple of weeks ago where I saw Gary again. And it's really a wonderful organization and full of members and people like Gary. So if you are interested in seeing the organization, seeing the membership. I mean, everybody I've met who's a member has just been a quality person. I highly recommend you go to the website, check out www.ebcouncil.com. And you can find out all about the organization. I've been a member for, I don't even know how long, 5-6 years, maybe longer. I've had on the founder of the organization, Teresa de Grosbois, a number of times. Valerie Shepard I've had on a couple of times. Next week or the week after next, I will be having on actually two EBC members, Norma Hollis and Daniel Gutierrez. I'm really looking forward to having both of them on. But it's a wonderful organization of thought leaders in the transformational space. And Gary is an example of that. The organization is designed for people who already have a good following and who are really leaders in this space to come together to help each other and to affect, and ultimately the idea is to grow our reach to 1.2 billion people, which would be the tipping point for consciousness on this planet. And that, you know, as we bring in more and more successful people into this organization and we gift influence and we help people to do things like come out with number one best-selling books and cards and programs and things, we can really affect people from around the globe. And one of the things that was announced at this past annual retreat is us adopting the UN's 17 goals for the planet to create a sustainable planet as part of our mission, because and if you do a search for UN 17 goals sustainable planet, you'll find the video about it, that in order to attain all these 17 goals, it's going to require a shift in consciousness in the planet. And so what better way to sort of embody our mission than to embody the goals of the United Nations. And you'll be hearing more about that from myself and also from one of our other hosts, Joan Pelzer of the Joan and Priya Show. She has a UN NGO, and we recently discussed this, and she's going to be talking about it as well. Gary, again, as a fellow member of the Evolutionary Business Council, is working towards it. And for those of you who are in the transformational space, but maybe, you know, you're not that successful yet, or you're not at that level that you feel you can join the Evolutionary Business Council, there's the EBI, the Evolutionary Business Institute, which is sort of a program to help others to become ready to get to the level which you can join the EBC to grow your following. So we do have something for everyone. And so I highly encourage you to check out the website ebcouncil.com and look for the EBI, the Evolutionary Business Institute, as a way of growing an understanding how to grow your following, your reach, and your programs. So I really appreciate everybody for tuning in today. I apologize for the technical problems we had online. Gary was wonderful. We'll probably have him back on again in the future. Please, please check him out at GaryStewart.com. And find all his stuff on Amazon at Constellation Healing Oracle Cards. You can also go to ConstellationHealingOracleCards.com for more details and check out this system. And if you want to work with Gary, he does work virtually. And if you have any questions around it, you can either contact me or contact Gary directly. All right. Well, I think we're coming to the end of our show. Just to let you know, next week, my guests are Norma Hollis, who's a real expert in authenticity, Daniel Gutierrez. They're both also members of the Evolutionary Business Council. And then on February 28th, I have Deborah Poneman, who has been the coach to people like Deepak Chopra. She's also a member of the Evolutionary Business Council. So like the rest of this month is going to be like an Evolutionary Business Council month. All right. Well, thank you all. I love you all. I appreciate you tuning in today. Have a great Valentine's Day. Have a great rest of the week and weekend. And we will talk to you next week.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network. Are you stuck in a rut? Negative thoughts, feelings, and conversations got you down? Hi, I'm Noreen Sumter, the Potentiator. Tune in every Tuesday at 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time and listen for new ideas on my show, Beyond Potential, Live Life Your Way, on talkradio.nyc.
Hey, all you crazy listeners. Looking to boost your business? Why not advertise on Talking Alternative with very reasonable rates? Interested? Simply email at info@talkingalternative.com.
Do you like comic books and movies? How about TV and pop culture? Then you've come to the right place. Hi, I'm Michael Dolce, host of Secrets of the Sire. Joined every week by my co-host, Hassan, Lord of the Radio Godwin. Together, we have over 15 years' experience creating graphic novels, screenplays, and more. Join us as we bring you the inside scoop on the pop culture universe you love to talk about. Wednesday nights, 8 p.m. Eastern, talkradio.nyc.
The best designs for your life start At Home. I'm David Thiergartner, interior designer and host of At Home. Listen live Tuesday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern Time as we talk to the very best professionals about interior design and the design that's all around us, right here on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network at www.talkingalternative.com. Now, broadcasting 24 hours a day. Talking Alternative.
Are you a conscious co-creator? Are you on a quest to raise your vibration and your consciousness? I'm Sam Liebowitz, your conscious consultant, and on my show, The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, we will touch upon all these topics and more. Listen live at our new time on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time. That's The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, Thursdays, 12 noon on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.